Trailblazers, we will be covering African-American actor Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson was born Leroy Jackson on December 21st, 1948. Fun fact, we actually share the same birthday. He was born in Washington, D.C. Jackson was raised by his grandparents in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He attended the historically black Morehouse College in Atlanta, where he became involved in the Black Power Movement. He was expelled in 1969 for having locked several school board members in a building for 2 days to protest the composition of the mostly white school. After he spent 2 years in Los Angeles as a social worker, Jackson returned to Morehouse to study acting, having been inspired by a Negro ensemble company production. He graduated in 1972 and then joined the Black Image Theater Company, touring the country and performing in politically charged skits, primarily to white audiences. In 1976, Jackson moved to New York City and began working in theater. In 1981, while appearing in a play, Jackson met actor Morgan Freeman and aspiring film student Spike Lee. Lee cast Jackson in some of his early films, including School Days, Do the Right Thing, No Better Blues, and Jungle Fever, for which Jackson garnered the first Best Supporting Actor award ever bestowed by the Cannes Film Festival judges for his riveting performance. Jackson's breakthrough came in Quentin Tarantino's cult classic Pulp Fiction. For that part, he earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. His other credits in the 1990s included Jurassic Park, Die Hard with a Vengeance, A Time to Kill, The Long Kiss Goodnight, Tarantino's Jackie Brown, The Negotiator, and Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. He reprised his role in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, and Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. In addition, he provided the voice of the same character in Star Wars Episode IV, The Rise of Skywalker. In the 21st century, Jackson showed his versatility, appearing as a colonel in the military in Rules of Engagement, a police detective in John Singleton's movie remake Shaft, an angry motorist in Changing Lanes, an FBI agent in Snakes on a Plane, and an outspoken but devoted white slaver's butler in Tarantino's The Django Unchained. After Jackson allowed Marvel Comics to use his services for the character Nick Fury, he signed a 9-movie deal that included Iron Man 2, Captain America the First Avenger, The Avengers, Captain America the Winter Soldier, Avengers Age of Ultron, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Avengers Endgame. In 2015, Jackson gained accolades for his role in Lee's She-Ra and Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. The following year, he starred as a villain seeking immortality in Tim Burton's Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, a movie based on a young adult series by Ransom Riggs. Jackson's films in 2017 included Kong, Skull Island, and The Hitman's Bodyguard. In 2021, he appeared in the latter sequel of The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. In 2019, Jackson reprised two roles from the 2000s. In Glass, he played a comic book villain from M. Night Shyamalan's supernatural thriller Unbreakable. And in Shaft, he resumed the role of John Shaft. That year, he also starred in The Last Full Measure. Jackson's credits from 2020 include The Banker. The following year, he appeared in Spiral, an installment in the Saw horror film series. He can also be heard in the animated films The Incredibles and The Incredibles 2. That was today's episode of Trailblazers. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.